For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 14 to 19 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear a student called Julie talking to her class about a trip to Venice.
Hi everyone, I'm going to tell you all about my wonderful trip to Venice last week. I went with my family. We arrived on Saturday morning at about 10 a.m. It's very easy to get from the airport to Venice, as you can either go by train or bus from the airport, or you can do it the more romantic way, which is by boat. The boats are called vaporetti, and they are very long and narrow so that they can sail down the canals easily. The wonderful thing about going by boat is that you can see a lot of the city before you've even checked into your hotel. We stayed in an area of Venice called Arsenal. We were on the boat for over an hour before we got to our stop. We set off at 10:15 and we arrived there at 11:30. On the way, we cruised past most of the outside of the city. The cheapest way of travelling around Venice is, of course, on foot, but after a while you will probably get very tired. You can buy a 3-day ticket to use on the vaporetti, which only costs £20. We also bought a museum card for £30, which we could use to go into the museums, art galleries and churches. That saved us a lot of money. Apart from its fantastic buildings and squares, Venice is most famous for its canals. The thing I enjoyed most was walking over the many beautiful bridges and watching the boats beneath us. Now I'd like to mention the food in Venice. There are plenty of restaurants all over the city. As you would expect, there are plenty of pizza and pasta restaurants, but the nicest thing to eat in Venice is fish. On the last day, we sat and drank fresh juice on the Grand Canal. I took many photos for my friends and bought lots of Italian sweets. My parents bought some toy boats for our cousins. It was the perfect city holiday.
Now, listen again.
Hi everyone, I'm going to tell you all about my wonderful trip to Venice last week. I went with my family. We arrived on Saturday morning at about 10 a.m. It's very easy to get from the airport to Venice, as you can either go by train or bus from the airport, or you can do it the more romantic way, which is by boat. The boats are called vaporetti, and they are very long and narrow so that they can sail down the canals easily. The wonderful thing about going by boat is that you can see a lot of the city before you've even checked into your hotel. We stayed in an area of Venice called Arsenal. We were on the boat for over an hour before we got to our stop. We set off at 10:15 and we arrived there at 11:30. On the way, we cruised past most of the outside of the city. The cheapest way of travelling around Venice is, of course, on foot, but after a while you will probably get very tired. You can buy a 3-day ticket to use on the vaporetti, which only costs £20. We also bought a museum card for £30, which we could use to go into the museums, art galleries and churches. That saved us a lot of money. Apart from its fantastic buildings and squares, Venice is most famous for its canals. The thing I enjoyed most was walking over the many beautiful bridges and watching the boats beneath us. Now I'd like to mention the food in Venice. There are plenty of restaurants all over the city. As you would expect, there are plenty of pizza and pasta restaurants, but the nicest thing to eat in Venice is fish. On the last day, we sat and drank fresh juice on the Grand Canal. I took many photos for my friends and bought lots of Italian sweets. My parents bought some toy boats for our cousins. It was the perfect city holiday.
That is the end of part 3.